Please be seated. Well, this morning I am just giddy to welcome Ellen Sandin to preach with me. Ellen grew up at All Saints and has just graduated from the College of Worcester. She made contact with me and with Susan Evans, the chair of the Outreach Committee, earlier this year to seek our assistance as her home parish in supporting her missionary work that she will do this coming year through the Episcopal Church's Young Adult Service Corps. So today she joins me as we preach a sermon together, me breaking open the scripture and Ellen reflecting on how the scripture texts apply to her life and her ministry. Thank you, Ellen. The parables that Ellen and I have been reflecting on this week seek to answer the question, what is the kingdom of God like? Today, Jesus responds, the kingdom of God is like a sower of seeds, is like the growing seed itself, is like the smallest seed, the mustard seed. The truth Jesus seeks to explain through these parables can be hard to understand. Even when Jesus explains the stories to the 12 disciples, understanding requires more than even they can grasp. Indeed, the reality of God's limitless grace is more than we can comprehend too. Like the disciples and the early church, we are caught somewhere between understanding and misunderstanding. The good news is that following Jesus doesn't require certainty. And God will always exist beyond our understanding. Jesuit theologian Kevin O'Brien reminds us that the opposite of faith is not doubt. The opposite of faith is certainty. The more certainty we have, the more we know we are correct, the less room there is for God's mystery.
That's a relief to hear, because to be honest, I cannot outright say that I believe in God. Much of my religious experience has been accompanied by intense doubt. This doubt does not come from a lack of evidence of God in life or because of God's absence. My doubt is simple. My doubt is because I've never felt like I needed God in my life. Of course, religion is important to the lives of so many people, and I used to invalidate the importance of religion to others because faith was incomprehensible. It was not until recently that I realized that I'm never going to understand God. And however much uncertainty faith brings me, I know one thing for sure, and that is I have a lot of trust in a God I'm not sure I believe in.
The good news is that today's parables remind us that the grace of God is at work far beyond our doubt or understanding. The seed that is sown while the grower and grows while the sower sleeps, the smallest seed that puts forth the greatest of shrubs, these parables are not about us, but about the grace of God at work, producing yield beyond our wildest imaginations. In a metaphor from today's gospel, Jesus says, the earth produces of itself. The Greek word used here is automate, or automatic, a term which in Jewish tradition referred to the work of God alone, done without human effort. While we might marvel at the yield, the bounty that grows is not accomplished by us, but by God's grace. We doubt, we seek to understand, we fail, and we try again. But God remains God and continues to grow the smallest seed of faith into a bountiful yield.
I see that in my own life because God nurtured that small seed of trust. So despite my doubt at religion, I did not reject All Saints. In fact, I felt supported by All Saints. I could play my violin here. I could participate in ritual. I could eat donuts. I could form friendships, and I could have a constant time and day during a week of growing up. And as a former child, I must say, growing up is hard. All Saints supported me as a person. Good seeds were planted in me here that have sustained my exploration of God and religion.
And God takes the good seeds that were planted here and makes something unimaginable of them. God takes faith the size of a mustard seed and grows it into the greatest of shrubs with large branches in which the birds of the air will make their nests. The final line, this final line of Jesus's parable draws on imagery from Ezekiel that speaks of the eschatological gathering of the Gentiles to God, to the God of Israel. In other words, what does eschatological gathering mean? The eventual gathering of all people in union through God. The eventual gathering of all people in union through God. This is Jesus's vision of the kingdom of God, where human relationships are drawn away from the divisions of country or creed or privilege or power and reoriented toward a radical inclusion created by God's love. Just as from a scattered and divided people, God will create a beloved community here on earth, so God will take our faith-filled doubt and turn us into ministers of God's all-inclusive love. While ultimately, the work of restoring God's kingdom belongs to God, Jesus doesn't let us off the hook. Jesus says that once the grain is ripe, the sower goes into the field with his sickle. The literal translation from Greek would read, he sends out his sickle, or apostele. The phrase echoes the sending out of the apostles in the chapter 3 of Mark's gospel. While God does the growing, we are called to take action once that seed has sprouted.
This feels like an innate duty to me, to take action, to serve others, and to strive to live a life like Christ. And working for the church is the best way I know how to be and do good. This is why I want to spend a year abroad as a missionary through the Episcopal Church's Young Adult Service Corps. This provides an opportunity for young Episcopalians to serve God and establish relationships with Episcopalians in other countries. I have been placed in Brazil, where I hope to be involved with a church that is working with issues of gender and sexuality. I am expected to live in the community I serve, and my duties will include doing social justice work and worshiping with my hosts. There is an expectation to update my home parish about my service, and I will keep in contact with All Saints so that you can all join me on this journey. Though I may be a recent college graduate, spending a year abroad isn't about finding myself. I chose to do the Young Adult Service Corps because of the relationships it promises. I want to be present in and not fix the lives of others. And while I may be not trying to find myself, this missionary work will have me be found by and find others. And in spite of all my doubt, this is what being a Christian means to me.
That is exactly what being a Christian means. In our baptismal covenant, when we become Christians and set off on this path to follow Christ, each of us promises to seek and serve Christ in all persons, to strive for justice and peace among all people, and to respect the dignity of every human being. This is the work that we are all called to do together. I am so excited that we are doing this missionary work together. All Saints, you planted the seed in Ellen that God has grown into something unimaginable. I know that it was unimaginable for Ellen, and I imagine for her parents on that front row. You probably never imagined this for your daughter as you nurtured her throughout the years. And how could you have known what God would do? But now Ellen is picking up the sickle and is setting out as an apostle of the good news of God's all-inclusive love. And all saints, we go with her. We go with her. One of Ellen's requirements is to raise the $10,000 necessary to sustain her missionary work. So get this, y'all. Not only is she a recent college graduate, equipped to do anything her heart desires. What does her heart desire to do? To give herself in service with other people. And she has to raise the money to make it happen. Isn't that amazing? Well, she's on her way. This outreach grants, the outreach committee awarded her a $5,000 outreach grant. And as her parish home, we will provide the other $5,000 she needs. One way you can participate in the missionary work is to write a check to All Saints by the Sea for scholarship fund. And that will help fund our missionary. Another way is to follow our missionary's blog and the newsletter that she'll send to us at All Saints. Please continue to pray for her daily, and we will continue to pray for her each Sunday throughout her year of service. And finally, before she leaves, we will send her out from here with God's blessing. Not only does God send her, we send her out. Our missionary, formed here and sent from here in loving service to our Brazilian sisters and brothers. Thank you, Ellen, for the opportunity. So, what is the kingdom of God like? It is like a gifted young woman taking all of her talents and offering them generously for the sake of the other. It is like a church that taught her the value of self-giving service. It is like a community of faith, missionary and sponsoring parish, bound across the miles in loving service to God's people. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God who takes the small seeds we plant and grows them into something beyond our wildest imagination. Amen. Amen.